In 1887, the great Italian tenor Francesco Tamagno sang the role in blackface. He went on to record some of it. And ever since the debut, great tenors have been darkening their skin to play the part.
I do not know of a black singer singing Verdi's Otello in a major opera house ever.
University of Michigan professor Naomi Andre is co-editor of the book Blackness in Opera. She says the wickedly difficult music makes the role tough to fill.
There are not many Verdian Otellos ever in a generation. It's one of those very rare roles. And so I really believe we should have that opera performed, and hence we're going to need to make a decision about how do we handle the black element of that role.
Verdi's opera is based on Shakespeare's play about a North African general who becomes a war hero and tries to fit into high white society in Venice. Bartlett Scheer directs the current Metropolitan Opera production. He says he never even considered having his Otello wear blackface.
Our cultural history in America is profoundly marked by our struggles with race and the questions of race. And it seems to me, as an artist growing up in America, that there'd be no way on earth I could possibly figure out how to do it with that kind of makeup. And that it just seemed like an obvious choice.
Scheer's production stars Latvian tenor Alexanders Antonenko as Otello.
The role of Otello is one of the toughest tenor roles in the world, and there only are one or two singers in the world today who can even sing it on the large stage of the Met successfully, and we cast the best one available.
Metropolitan Opera general manager Peter Gelb says he was relieved when Scheer told him there would be no darkening makeup in Otello. The Met did, however, darken Antonenko's skin for the photograph on the cover of this season's brochure. Nevertheless, Gelb points out that the Met, like many opera companies, has had a colorblind casting policy for over half a century.
The Met has historically featured, some of the greatest black artists of all time here, from Marian Anderson to Leontine Price to Jesse Norman to Kathleen Battle.
Black women have had an easier time landing top opera roles than have black men. And there's a reason, says Professor Naomi Andre.
Seeing a black male singer on stage with a white female heroine, there would be anxiety that a lot of people could feel in days of segregation, even in post-segregation times, but where racial tensions are still very much around. So I think that was an additional barrier that black men faced getting on the opera stage.
Also, the classic European art form, which began in Italy at the end of the 16th century, has not offered many black role models until recently.
A lot of times with African American or black singers, there's a feeling of, well, I don't see a lot of people looking like me on stage, so negative things are reinforced instead of encouraging people to go.
But times are changing, Andre says, pointing to African American opera stars like bass baritone Eric Owens and tenor Lawrence Brownlee. And other countries, like South Africa, which has a special program to develop opera singers, are contributing to the trend. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.